Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
More Seagull text I'll get to in a second, but a new report from the central bank shows there's been a drop in the cost of settling insurance claims taken under employers and public liability insurance. But new data also shows legal bills are rising, even for cases kept out of the courts. So to discuss where we might be going with insurance costs, I'm joined by Brian Hanley, who's CEO of Alliance for Insurance Reform. Brian, you're very welcome to the programme. A drop in the cost of settling insurance claims, as I say, under the employers and public liability insurance. Firstly, that, I mean, it's to be welcomed by many, but what's behind it, I wonder?
Good evening, Cormac. So, the drop of 12% in the cost of settlements certainly stood out to us. It's made up essentially of the level of awards reducing as well as the volume of claims. And taken together, that comprises a 12% reduction. And as you say, while it's a significant saving and taken together with many other reductions in recent years, as yet there is no sign of these savings being passed on to policyholders. Mm-hmm. Indeed, many policyholders are still reporting increases in premiums on renewal.
Why is that?
Well, I suppose there have been a number of factors that have contributed to the cost of premiums, but the issue is so many of those have now been addressed. Whether it is revising the book of quantum, and we now have the new judicial guidelines, we mm-hmm. have seen a reduction in the number of claims. It's really been a whole of society effort. Even the Gardaí have also set up a Garda insurance fraud unit. And then we are awaiting the commencement of the duty of care legislation. And taken together, all of these, as well as the reductions you'll see in today's report and other reports, should have elicited reductions in premiums for hard-pressed. I mean, the practical reality of this is that liability insurance premiums are often a crippling cost for small businesses or voluntary and community groups, as well as sports and cultural organizations.
Oh, it's absolutely crippling for so many organizations. Let me get this right. The volume of cases has fallen, and the number of awards or settlements through insurance claims has fallen as well. Are you saying to me, or I can't believe that you could be saying that the insurance industry and lawyers aren't passing on the benefit, Brian?
Well, one of the items that you will also that also has to be considered as contributing to the cost is competition, and there is no doubt that additional underwriters are needed in the liability market. However, that can't be taken in isolation, nor can it be that we wait until that happens before everyone gets to see a benefit. And so many changes have come through, and we are now seeing new cases being taken under the judicial guidelines, that these reductions will only continue to increase, we hope, but it'll count for nothing unless they pass on. Mm-hmm. An example, Cormac, if I may, mm-hmm. was recently, there was a survey conducted by the Federation of Irish Sport, which found late last year, which found across all the national governing bodies for all the sporting organisations, they were spending 11% of turnover on their insurance.
Wow.
Now, surely a portion of that substantial figure would be far better spent on new equipment or facilities and the like.
And legal bills are rising as well, even though cases and awards are falling. I mean, is it a case then that lawyers are charging more because they have fewer cases?
Well, the report certainly highlighted a marked increase in legal costs across all the settlement channels. So that's from 9% in litigated cases, which would account for a majority of settlements. But there was also a 17% increase for legal fees in cases settled through the Personal Injuries Assessment Board. And frankly, an astonishing 57% increase in the most straightforward ones, which are the direct settlements made before PIAB. Mm. And certainly there are questions around that as to why that is. And I know Minister McEntee has spoken on this issue. Well, and we would call for her to look further into it and to take action promptly on it.
You're calling for premiums to fall in a situation where premiums are rising and people are being crippled by that, and business is going, and organisations and sports organisations are going out of business or out of operation because of the cost of insurance, partly at least. Surely this needs to be looked at again. Brian Hanley, CEO of the Alliance for Insurance Reform, thank you very much indeed.